Hello and welcome. You are listening to Agronomy and Economy from the Dickinson Research Extension Center. I'm Ryan Beto, an NDSU Area Extension Specialist in Cropping Systems.
And I'm Levi Helmuth, an instructor with the North Dakota Farm Business Management Program.
Today we're going to talk to you a bit about learning from mistakes. Whether they are mistakes that you've made or mistakes that a relative or neighbor have made, Albert Einstein is quoted saying, "Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results."
Absolutely. On your farm operation, you do the same thing year in and year out, and it's only a mistake if you don't learn from it. You need to examine aspects of your operation where you can make adjustments, either on the economic side, such as the debt structure or your marketing plan, or on the agronomy side with the different varieties you plant and the crop rotations you use.
And usually a lot of the issues being dealt with, like disease or weed pressure, are due to the decisions made last year. Things like crop rotation and weed control can have long-term effects that you may not always notice. One example of this is wheat streak mosaic virus. Wheat streak mosaic virus is a plant pathogenic virus vectored by the wheat curl mite. It can cause stunted growth and streaks of yellow, non-uniform discoloration. Fall infection is the most severe and can cause 50% loss or more, and spring infections may cause losses closer to the 20% range. We'll be back with more after this break.
And we're back.
Earlier, we were talking to you a bit about wheat streak mosaic virus. Wheat streak mosaic virus infects some of the most agriculturally important crops, including wheat, corn, rye, oats, barley, sorghum, and millet. Additionally, some grassy weeds have been known to serve as an alternate host. The primary pest management for this disease is breaking the green bridge. This is accomplished by destroying all host plants, including wheat volunteers and grassy weeds, 2 weeks before planting the new small grain crop. This will remove food source for mite survival.
And just as there's measures you can implement to curb your mistakes on the agronomy side, on the economic side of things, your market plan. A lot of the times, maybe you're looking at it and you're receiving below the average price for the year, or you actually sat down and figured out your cost of production, you're still not seeing a proper return that you want on your operation. So you need to first make a plan. And once you do make a plan, come back in and adjust that plan and make sure that plan is working for you. Failing to plan is planning to fail. And if you're just selling off the combine or selling the calves off the cow like we have the last few years, that might not work out this year.
And there are some mistakes that we can't come back from.
Absolutely. Statistically, most farm accidents occur in June, July, and August. So as we enter these summer months, be sure that you're using your common sense and staying safe on the roads. We want you to be able to tune in next time.
That's all we have for you today. If you have any questions, you can find us at the NDSU Dickinson Research Extension Center, or you can call us at 701-456-1100.